Hey Audio Boo, Adam Daniel Mosey at the Real ADM. You know, I've talked about this before, but something I notice a lot, and in particular in the dating scene, I notice this when trying to get intimate with somebody, it's a lot of self-directed, self-absorbed type of behavior. I say that because what I notice happening, you know, amongst the adult dating scene is that when something doesn't work out to somebody's liking, they're very, very, very swift to just cut and run. It is so easy in a society such as ours, where you have umpteen choice and endless options and possibilities, and where you don't really have to take anybody else's quote-unquote crap, to just cut and run when something is not to your liking. You know, you don't like something that somebody said, you get out. You know, you don't like something that somebody did or purportedly did, or worse, that you perceive that they did, not that they actually did, but that you perceive that they did, cut and run. It's all about me, me, me first. It's about what I want, it's about what I need, and if you can't meet my needs, then, sorry, I'm gone. It's what accounts for the high rate of divorce, you know, amongst married couples in our society. It's what accounts for, you know, not a lot of innovation, but a lot of intelligent followers. And by that I mean to say, and not to make this off topic, but people that, you know, get a great education, people that are really high educated, but don't really do a lot of innovative type of thinking. It's just the same old that everybody else does, but at a much more intelligent level. You know what I'm trying to say? Everybody makes the same great income, but nobody's really designing fantastic kick-ass type of products or processes. But back to the original point. And that's basically another kind of a conformist type of character. You don't like it, you cut and run. Now I know from having lived in other countries that the way people go about this type thing in the dating scene is much different. In different societies, people are a little bit slower to try to get to know you, and they ask more, shall I say, involved questions. You know, nothing is necessarily so quixotic. I mean, of course, there are exceptions to the rule, and of course, I'm not stating a general rule. And moreover, I'm only stating it in terms of how it actually goes down in my own world, in the sense of how I'm experiencing it in my own day-to-day interactions. But the truth is, it's kind of dismaying, because you end up realizing that, you know, as people get older and more set in their ways, and if they are single, for example, or if they are kind of out in the market, the tendency to be a little bit more taciturn, you know, to be more recalcitrant, people that are not really interested in compromising or in, you know, whatever, allowing another way of thinking into their life, it's more prevalent. That's my two cents, and that's what I'm noticing. And like I said, it's not a good thing, but it is what it is. Thanks again for listening.